So they're basically showing me, if you remember, like the evolutionary, you got the monkeys and the missing link and the Cro-Magnon man. So we are shuffling along, and we're shuffling in greater and greater strides. So the strides have to do with our own self-achievement. In other words, it's not what we're achieving in terms of what we're doing in the outer. It's more of achieving the recognition that it's actually been ours to possess all along. So the more that we feel entitled, and the more that we feel dignified, and the more that we feel extremely privileged. So they want me to stop. So extremely privileged is not, I'm more privileged than you over there. Extremely privileged is realizing we are source, we are divinity. It's been ours to assume all along. So it's almost like someone turning on the lights and finding out where you've been sitting all along. So this is the time of our due acquaintance. So our due acquaintance is recognizing what is due us, where we actually are, what we're entitled to, who we actually are, how we're performing in higher and higher reaches. So this higher and higher reaches are demonstrating love's allowance. The more that we open up inside with love, so that is, no matter what's presenting, no matter what fear is coming upon me, no matter what trigger, no matter what anger, no matter what frustration I may be experiencing, that we remember that it's time to dance. And as we dance, we're going to be fortified. So the fortified is we're going to be lifted into higher allocation, into higher extreme pleasure, into a higher derivative, into a higher consideration. Because how we see ourselves, how we consider ourselves, what we're willing to entertain, what we're willing to open up to, what we're willing to advance to, what we're willing to sing along to, is upon us now. So it's very essential that we understand this process is taking place now. Not sometime in our illusionary future, not sometime if we're just really, really good and we do enough mala recitations. Like, this is here in the now circumstances, in the now provisions, in the now expansiveness, in the now consideration for all to attain. So remember, what we come upon, what we're astonished to recognize, is here for all. So in essence, every time we say yes to the light, every time we say yes to love, every time we notice our judgments, notice our thoughts, notice our frustrations, and permit ourselves to dance, meaning like we're moving into higher accelerated permission, what we do is we raise the bar for all. So we make it easier and easier and easier and easier for everyone to return, for everyone to advance. So remember, it's sort of like when they say like we're shuffling along, it's not with little teeny tiny slow or sort of pulsations. It's with great stride. It's with great abundance. It's with great realization. It's with great assertion. It's with great capacity. So the more that we understand, the capacity really never ends. It's only provided to our extreme. In other words, what we're recommending, what we're noticing, what we're extending ourselves. So the more that we say we can, the more that we say yes, the more that we say yes, please, the more that we're willing to go beyond the old consciousness, the door gives way. So it's a little bit like knocking the door, she'll open. But that's the whole point. It's not just knocking one time and then going back to lower consciousness. It's knocking and staying and staying and staying and staying. And that willingness to keep the stride, to keep the motion, to keep the acceleration, to keep the advancement, that's where we find ourselves in new atmosphere. So this is the time of the good conduct. This is the time of our love's arrival. So love's arrival, it's sort of like happening in our midst. So if you could just imagine, however you find it to be groovy, that's easy for you to play along. If you want to just keep imagining light beings entering your room, if you want to just imagine love bubbles, if you want to imagine Mary Magdalene hanging out with you, whatever turns you on, meaning like whatever excites you, whatever brings you back to the stirring of love, whatever opens up your heart to the compassion that when we're in lower arrivals, meaning like following the delusion, the minds, in that continuous motion, it's sort of like you really never stand a chance. So this is where we're standing a cliff higher, meaning we're moving into our accelerated journey, we're moving into our accelerated circumstance, we're moving into our accelerated field. So when we said accelerated field, it was almost like the walls fell down or literally disappeared. Or you think you're in a cave and you're really in this beautiful new Shambhala arrival. So this is where we're taking ourselves in consciousness at last. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be duly acquainted. Duly acquainted is, I don't have to follow my old consciousness bouncing ball. I don't have to agree with the argument. I can agree with the awareness. Then we're in lower consciousness, we stay in argument, we stay in conflict, we stay in duality, up, down, good, bad, right, wrong, ad nauseum. And that at last, I'm seeking higher courtesy, I'm seeking higher union, I'm seeking higher galaxy, I'm seeking higher arrival. Because as we're willing to arrive, as we're willing to stand up, as we're willing to be duly noted, as we're willing to be seen in higher currency and higher construct, at last we're soon to appear. So we're not waiting to be seen by some master that's in higher dimensional status. That master, our master self in our higher dimensional status, is waiting for our acquaintance, meaning waiting for us to notice. So we're already, we're already invested. We're already occupied. Occupied is we're already there. The aspect of ourselves that have already graduated, that would seem to be in a future stance, is already upon us in our current atmosphere, waiting for us to see, waiting for us to take notice. So it's like when we receive it in consciousness, when we see it in consciousness, at last we truly arrive. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be orchestrated. Orchestrated is, it's here for love's arrival, and it has to do with who we recognize ourselves to be. So they're saying hurry along, and it reminds me of when they began with the shuffle along, because love is waiting. Love is waiting to introduce you to a new love, to a new lifestyle. Love is waiting to show you it's true complete, meaning how you manifest from that higher awareness. And so this is where we drop the false alibis. In other words, we stop the belief in punishment, because if we believe in punishment, we're punishing ourselves. And we just sort of like step out into this new increase. So out of this new increase, we manifest at a very, very, very fast volley, meaning like faster and faster and faster. So we want to remember that we've already graduated, we've already sort of like stepped up, raised our hand, said, I'm ready. And so if you could imagine like all the masters you could ever value or appreciate, they are all here standing by. They're not just hanging out, eating a sandwich. They're standing by in velocity, meaning an energetic overlay or an energetic advancement. When I receive it, it's just energy. Very, very, very powerful energy, so that we pick up our own field of arrival, meaning they're just reflecting, including our own master awareness, the truth of self, who we actually are, so that we take notice. Because remember, the second we take notice, we arrive. When we recognize it in consciousness, it is ours. So that's why I like when they say visualize, feel it real. That's basically what they're teaching, is to remember that you create your own atmosphere, you create your own substantial rewards, you create your own glory of the Most High. So we're learning how to create from that master consciousness rather than creating from fear, from judgment, from lower realities, where it's sort of like time is up. So allow yourselves to claim, allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to proceed, allow yourselves to advance. So we want to remember we're advancing in consciousness, and every single moment there are parallel realities waiting for our choice making, waiting for our decision, waiting for our impulse. In other words, our choosing our very best. And so the very best is the highest frequency version of our favorite pastime, meaning our field, our energy that we can allow. So it's like, why wouldn't you allow the very best? Because you still believe in slander, judgment, punishment. So it's sort of like, are you following your monkey mind, or are you following the beloved? So that beloved, that energy, that like golden light is getting more and more and more secure. So what also we're noticing is a lot of this green energy, that it just looks illuminated. So it's like Archangel Raphael offering that energy of, how would I put that? Like illuminated, what would be that word? Like they're saying concern. And when we think of concern, you think, well, that's kind of concerning, but that's not what they mean. So concern is, wouldn't you like this upgrade? Wouldn't you like this new lifestyle? So the concern is sort of like, what are you noticing? What are you following? What is enticing? What is attractive to you? And when what's attractive is the like land of love and peace, that is what is provided. So it's almost like you're at dinner or pick something off the menu. So we're learning how to be alchemists. We're learning to like drop the fear and learn how to choose love's possession. So when we're sharing love's possession, I just have this like golden energy that is enticing. It's attractive. It's sort of like, can I see that? Can I see that at the counter? Like it calls to you. And so we're recognizing our sacred heart. So that energy that we're receiving is upon us because it is us. And this is what each of us have agreed to transfer in this reality. In other words, we came here, we were conditioned, we took on the atmosphere, meaning the karmic winds. And so now is our time of free sailing, and they're just showing me the positive forward movement card, where it's like we're sailing along. In other words, like readjusting ourselves to our true nature. So it's not like we're learning, we're acclimating, we're returning, we're consenting. So they're showing me, oh my God, the Knight of Cups. So it's just so beautiful. It's sort of like bravo, bravo. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to receive in earnest. That means everything in your life, remember, everything in our reality is there because it's a vibrational alignment with the energy that we've been focused on. So as we receive our new drawing rights, as we receive our new light, as we receive our new engagement, that is the magnet that now everything can come in quickly because we've used discernment. So we want to remember to be those masterful conscious creators all through our lifetime. Lifetime meaning like our day. They actually consider like the next 24 hours a lifetime in terms of how much consciousness we process and how we're learning at last to be good custodians of that which is what would be that word? Like that which is do us or what we deserve or is right, they're saying rightly so. So it's sort of like if I'm holding master consciousness, what is rightly so that I'm going to agree with? It's sort of like I'll keep these cards, I'll throw these out. So rightly so, righteousness, righteous manifestation, remembering again that we're simply opening up this ark, we're opening up this treasure chest for all to have, to all to receive. So it may feel like we're doing it on a personal level. Again, we're just playing the part of a person separate. We're actually all one. And so every time we wake up, we do this for the whole. So that's sort of like the dedication that really quickens our safe return, because every time we recognize that there's no, how would I say that? Like the belief that I'm doing this for me separate from you is what keeps us in darkness. So everything we're doing for grace, for oneness, for unity. So allow yourselves to receive in this divine moment. Allow your placement to be secure. Allow it to take hold in ever greater orchestrations. So when I said ever greater orchestrations, I suddenly became some kind of goddess with, I don't know, 20 arms. I seem to have many, many arms. So this is what's upon us. All of these deities, all of these goddesses are aspects of our true essence. And so when we're returning to this, magic can happen very, very quickly. Shifting is into new parallel realities, new timelines. It's all here. It's almost like an accordion. Which one do you choose? Choose the lightest, choose the lightheartedness, choose the gold, choose the love, choose the healing, choose the ascension. Receive, receive, receive. Many blessings upon you all. So it is. So many blessings upon you all. There's like this activating energy that's coming through. I would love to say that was me, but that was so not me. Many blessings upon you all. Oh my gosh, my heart, like I'm just in love, in love, in love.